Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express the love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Signs of the Times.
The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. And Jesus said also to the people, "When you see a cloud rising out of the west, straight away you say there's coming a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say there will be heat, and it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judging not what is right? And when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, as you are on your way, give diligence that you may not be delivered from him, lest he hale you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into the prison. I tell you, you shall not depart thence until you have paid the very last penny." The word of the Lord. Autumn is a time when we see on many websites predictions of the Farmer's Almanac regarding winter, the snowstorms, cold, La Nina, and more. In the Gospel today, we hear predictions of the weather we make so glibly: rain or hot spells, tornadoes, hurricanes. Yet Jesus wonders how we do not discern more than the weather, but the effects of times such as these, and what we know is right. Why can we not discern rightly when the rights of immigrants are trampled or the poor go hungry? How can we discern what jobs and incomes are taken away? How do we respond when injustice seems the norm and military actions are pressed? Thousands march to protest across the country. How can we live God's will when the courts seem against us and the cost is everything we have? We know we are called to preach today in times such as these. Let us pray that we can become the living signs of justice and God's love.